Hello, and welcome to Rightly Dividing the Word of Truth podcast. My name is Owen Walder Jr., a local pastor in Dayton, Ohio. Our church can be found at 104 Strand Avenue, Dayton, Ohio, 45417. Service time is 12 p.m. every Sunday. If you're in the area and want to hear a real word from God, come on out, come in. The doors are always open. I want to start this first segment off with my testimony. We all have a testimony. We all have something to share about experiences and things that we've gone through. And this is mine. I was raised in church as a child. I remember going to Vacation Bible School. I remember singing in a choir, reading or reciting Easter and Christmas poems. And at the age of 12, or around the age of 12, my mind started to change. I wanted to be saved. I wanted to give my life to God. I wanted to have everlasting life. I didn't want to go to hell. At the end of the preached word, my pastor at the time would say, "The doors of the church are now open." The choir would start singing, the band would start playing, and the deacons would pull out these chairs and place them in front of the church. These chairs were specifically for those that either wanted to join the church or wanted to give their life to God. And on this particular Sunday, I made up in my mind that I wanted to be saved. So I got out my seat when the doors of the church were open, and I went up to the front and I confessed with my mouth the Lord Jesus. I believed in my heart that God raised him from the dead. And the pastor said, "Say, I'm saved." And I said, "I'm saved." And then that next Sunday, I got baptized in water. And according to my knowledge and what this pastor told me, I was saved. I had everlasting life. And I'm not going to lie, I felt good for about 2 weeks. I felt different for about 2 weeks. Then I was back to my old ways, my sinful ways. There really wasn't a change. And from the age of 12, to around the age of 21, that's how my life was. Going to church and sinning like you wouldn't believe. Doing things that I knew that I had no business doing. And then around the age of 21, my mind started to change again. I looked at my life. I'm going to church faithfully. I'm reading my Bible faithfully. I'm going to morning service. I'm going to afternoon service. I'm doing all the things that church folk do. But my life was a mess. I was fornicating. I was a thief. I was drinking. Trying a little marijuana. Going to clubs. My life was a mess. And at that stage of my life, I knew there had to be more about God. It wasn't making sense to me that I call myself a Christian. I call myself going to heaven. But my life was like everybody else. And I got tired of it. I got tired of sin. I was doing things that I'm still ashamed of. I wanted to change. And I remember going to a Bible study one day and I had a question for the pastor. And I said, "Is there any way that I can stop falling?" I was crying out for help. He told me no. He said, "You can't stop falling until you get to heaven." then it makes sense to me. Because what I was asking in that question is, can I stop sinning? And you're telling me no. And I just didn't agree with that. Because how can I confess to be a Christian? How can I walk around here and sing and dance and shout and run and all this stuff and live like this? It didn't make sense to me. But my pastor told me, this is how it's going to be until you go to heaven. I did not agree with that. So remember, around this time, I was working at a place called Delphi Automotive Systems on Needmore Road. And I met this pastor. And this pastor had all the answers for the questions that I had. This pastor took me through the Bible and taught me God's way, God's real way. He showed me things that I'd never seen before. But one thing that he showed me that has changed my life, he began to teach me about the Holy Ghost, God's Spirit, God on the inside of us. And we began to go through the book of Acts. And I saw that believers received the Holy Ghost. And when they received it, they spoke in tongues. Something that I didn't believe before. Something that I felt that wasn't needed. But when I saw it in the Bible, and I saw that we needed the Holy Ghost, and God was going to give us the Holy Ghost, and I saw that this is what happened when the Holy Ghost was received by believers, I believed it. And I said to myself, you know what? I haven't experienced that. The Bible said that we must be born again of water and of spirit. And I believed I got to have the Holy Ghost. That's what I'm missing. I saw that when the Holy Ghost came, we had power. I knew that I needed it. But what I saw through the pastor's teaching, I saw that I really wasn't saved. I saw that at the age of 12, when I went to the front of the church and confessed with my mouth and believed with my heart. Yes, we have to do those things, but there's more to it than that. And I didn't realize that then. I didn't know that then. I needed the Holy Ghost. And so around this same time, my wife had a friend that she used to go to school with. And she was going to school up in Cleveland for college. And she came back down to Dayton on one of her breaks, and she was going to a church up there. And guess what she was seeking? Guess what she was wanting? The Holy Ghost. God knows what he's doing. And when I realized that she was wanting the same thing that we were wanting, I called the pastor, and we had went over to his house. It was me, my wife's friend, and at the time, my best friend. And we all went over there, and we sat at his kitchen table, and he taught us the word of God. And we were so convinced, thoroughly convinced, that by the scriptures, we have to have the Holy Ghost. And we believe that when it comes on us, we believe that when we receive it, we're going to speak in tongues. Now, to this day, there's many people that say, oh, that's not how it comes. Oh, that's not what happens. That's what I saw in the Word. And that's what I believe. And still to this day, no one has been able to show me by the word that I'm wrong. That's what the words say, and that's what I believe. So about 2 weeks later, my wife's friend was back in Cleveland, and she called us one night around 4 a.m. or one morning, I should say. And she called, and she was crying, and she was rejoicing, and she was so happy. And she was speaking in tongues. She received the Holy Ghost. She said she was in her closet and she was asking God to save her, asking God for his spirit. And God did it. And I remember I extended my arm upward toward the ceiling and I had the phone in my hand. And my wife and I was just listening. I was so happy for her. But at the same time, I was jealous because what I wanted, she got. And now I was even more hungry for the Holy Ghost. Then about 2 weeks later, we used to have prayer service at my then pastor's house, my new pastor, the pastor from Delphi. We used to have church at his house. And I used to go over there and I would pray. And we would have what we would call a tarrying service. And we would all pray, get on our knees and just pray to God. And I'm asking God to save me, to fill me with his spirit. And one night on a Friday night, he did it for me. I received the Holy Ghost. I spoke in tongues, something I'd never done before, but I believed it because that's what the Bible showed me. Then about 2 weeks later, my wife, I was still working at Delphi. I was working third shift. She had just went through some things with the passing of her brother. And, you know, I remember driving to work that night and I was talking to her on the phone and she was just saying how, you know, she was just kind of scared about praying at night, you know, by herself. So I said, "Bae, if you want the Holy Ghost, get out your bed, call him." I say it was about an hour into my shift, my cell phone rang and it was my wife. And she's rejoicing, shouting, crying, speaking in tongues. God gave her the Holy Ghost the same way he did to me, the same way he did to her friend, but also the same way he did to the saints of old, to the believers back in the Bible day. We were so happy. We were so happy that God gave us his spirit. And we've been running ever since. The things that I used to do, I can safely say now, I don't do no more. Those addictions that I had, those things that we call strongholds, those aren't holds anymore. I've been delivered. I'm now set free. And God did it. And that's why now, I am so hungry. I am so passionate about the God that I serve. Because if he did it for me, he can do it for anybody. And I try to share this message as much as I can. Because a lot of people, they feel like that if I just confess with my mouth and believe in my heart, I'm going to be saved. Look. The word does tell us to confess and to believe in our heart. But there's much more to it than that. We have to repent. We have to be baptized in Jesus' name. We have to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And what I found out is that people who got saved by simply confessing with their mouth the Lord Jesus and believing with their heart that God raised them from the dead, and that's all that they did, meaning that they went to the church or they went to the front of the church and confessed or they said the sinner's prayer and that was all that they did, those are the ones that was struggling, that are struggling still with sin, the same way that I used to. But God, his salvation is real. His salvation is right. People will hear this message and people still do when I testify it. "Oh, Owen, that's not right. Oh, Owen, there's more than one way to be saved.
Show it to me by the word. If you can prove it by the scriptures, I believe it. I'm a very open-minded person. All my life, I thought salvation was this way. And all it took was the word to show me a more complete way. I'm not going back. I'm not going back to what I used to be or what I used to do. God is a savior. And the reason why I'm so passionate, the reason why I'm so gung-ho about God, in time past, I thought I was saved. And I was living a terrible life, cussing, doing all kind of crazy stuff. But now I'm changed. And I'm changed because of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I hope this testimony has helped somebody. I hope it has encouraged somebody, made somebody take a second look at their own salvation. Once again, I'm at 104 Strait Avenue. I love the Lord. I want to be everything that God is calling for. We are a church that is heaven bound, and heaven bound for real. We aren't playing church. We want to be everything that God is calling for. I hope once again that this testimony has helped you. I hope that it encourages you. And I will talk to you soon, if the Lord permit. God bless. God bless. And God bless.